Should we address the elephant in the room?
No.
Well, that was quick and easy. We're not going to talk about it.
I don't know what the elephant in the room is.
Well, it's clearly that the show's changed entirely.
Oh yeah, that. I said something about air fryers the last time.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this conversation.
Okay, yeah, sure. We can say some stuff.
Right.
We can just say, trying a new thing. If everyone completely and utterly hates it, we'll say we are very, very sorry.
Oh, okay. So everyone could email in and tell us exactly how to do our thing.
I think this is a democracy. If somebody says, I hate this, just talk about carpets. I'd talk about carpets.
You'd talk about carpets. What would you say about carpets?
Well, I'd probably say, well, what's your favorite type of carpet? Do you like a scraggly one? Do you like one with, like, it's very tightly woven? What pattern of carpet? What pattern?
I don't know. I guess I kind of like a modern carpet.
You like
you've got me seriously carpet. Considering this now. I like sort of your modern shapes. I like shapes.
You like geometric.
Yeah, I like
sort of patterns. Yeah, we've got a few of those carpets.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I like them. And I like carpets that have a little bit of depth to them. No, I don't like your thin carpet with no texture. Yeah. You might as well just be walking on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the concrete.
I didn't mind that old carpet we have that's like a big rectangle in the middle and it's very rectangular and then all the patterns on the side.
Oh, that was an old carpet.
A very old
carpet. I don't know how we've ended up talking about carpets.
Well, we have.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. This carpet convo is popping off. Maybe we should do this podcast about carpets.
The thing is, nobody's actually requested the carpet podcast.
No one's
podcast.
Requested yet, but if they do,
I reckon there's probably is a niche for a carpet podcast.
Yeah,
probably more carpet cleaners. There's probably people talking about how to clean your carpet.
I mean, there's lots of carpets in the media. Aladdin, magic carpet.
Yep.
You got
the red carpet.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah. That's not any old red carpet. That is like the red carpet.
You got Terry Pratchett's first full novel, The Carpet People, about the carpet people.
What, people who live in the carpet?
Yeah, the tiny little people. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I haven't
fully read it. Well, are they like as big as dust or something?
No, I think they're smaller than dust.
Smaller than dust?
Yeah, and the idea is like the carpet is fraying. And these people live on, like, the edge of the carpet.
Oh.
And sometimes they'll find, like, coins and stuff that drop down and they'll be like, whoa, mountain of gold. Cray-cray.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Yeah, pretty cool concept, actually. Yeah.
All right, that's carpets.
Yep.
Why is it called Good Friday?
I think that...
Because Easter's coming. Christmas is just finished. There's already Easter eggs in the store. So...
Because it's pretty good, isn't it?
Is it particularly better than any other Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't work weekends, Fridays are pretty good.
Hot crossy buns.
Hot crossy buns on Good Friday.
Hot crossy buns.
Yeah, but you don't even like the traditional hot crossy buns.
I'll eat one or two.
Yeah, you won't have the fruit ones, though. You're all I'm so fussy, I'll have the fruitless.
I'll have had a fruit one. I'm not particularly liking to... The really fruit ones.
But. The real fruit. There are ones with bits of orange peel in them. I find them less appealing.
Orange.
Did you get that pun?
Yes, I did. Orange peel.
Yeah, the little bits of orange zest.
That's the bit.
That'd be zesty.
That's the bit you're not supposed to eat, though. Not supposed to eat that bit. I think I've just found out that I'm against zest on zesty. On
your own Zesty Life Hacks podcast, yeah. You're against zest.
Well...
In hot cross buns.
In hot cross buns.
So, yeah. Top three hot cross.
Maybe if it was like a garnish on.
What
top
are you? What are your top hot cross buns then?
My top hot cross buns.
In order, best to worst. No, worst to best. Let's go.
Wait. So this isn't like all best list. This is the worst ones and the best ones.
No, sorry. We'll leave out We'll leave out the one with the orange zest in it, like the traditional hot cross buns. Leave that right out. Okay.
Well, then we go.
And that's but below that, I guess, or tangentially, would be any other bun.
Okay.
Because they don't have a cross on them, not hot. So, so the ones that you like to eat, but in order of, but like, good, better, best.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and there can be, and there can be more than three tiers.
Yeah. So this is kind of like my tier list.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're gonna make a tier list, or we could. We could put it on the gram, tier list of all the buns.
Yeah, I might do that. But
so well, F tier is like the best ones. So let's hop up to C tier. C tier is what?
I've never heard this lettering system.
What? It's like I can't think of anything for D and stuff that just aren't very good. C tier, really nice home baked ones.
Oh, okay.
With fruit in them.
Yep.
B tier, chocolatey ones.
Chocolatey ones, is that a B? Rightio. Yeah,
well, your mind's going to be blown by number one.
By your A.
Because A tier,
yep,
is hot cross buns, but half of them are crosses and the other ones are O's. So you can play X's and O's.
So you can play noughts and crosses?
Noughts and crosses.
They don't make those, do they?
I hope they do.
They should. That's a genius idea.
They should. That's brilliant.
Are those fruitless?
Doesn't matter the gimmicks or either.
Yeah. They could be anything. You're playing with your food.
Chocolatey.
Eating it secondary.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Somebody should make that. And if they do, they should send us a packet. Or 10.
Or 100.
100. 100. Lifetime. No, but I want them fresh. I want them fresh daily.
Every day.
Every day. Noughts and crosses, hot cross buns.
I want a milkman style person.
Oh, like, yeah.
The milkman guy.
In a stripy apron. Yeah. And a little white hat.
Yeah. And he's like, I've baked you new noughts and crosses buns.
Here you go. Because they're not specific to
Yeah, because now there's the noughts.
Easter, because there's noughts. You can have them every day.
Every day.
It's the all-year hot cross.
It's every day.
Buns, hot tic-tac-toe buns.
Yep.
Awesome. How many Debbies are there now?
There's more.
There's more Debbies.
How many Debbies was there?
Well, there was five.
There was five Debbies. Now there's a sixth one right in the last episode. Added a new debt. They snuck one in.
Was that like Rose's last line?
That was like Rose's last line, kind of, I think, maybe. No, yeah. No, because then they have the end bit where they all come back for the heist at the end.
Ah, yeah.
There's another one.
Oh, spoiler alert for the end of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, by the way.
Yeah, well, there's another one.
Yeah. Rosa has a throwaway line at the end and she goes, I'm hanging out with my new girlfriend.
Deborah. So there's another one.
So, look, it's a legit thing. We weren't being crazy. There are five, six Deborahs. It's a thing. We have no answers as to why. We don't know who keeps putting it in there. We don't know who the writer is who keeps shoving. I've spoken to one of the writers. He had no idea.
Maybe it's a little goblin.
Yeah,
maybe little goblin's just going in the script changing people's names to Debbie.
We spoke to one of the Debbies. She had no idea.
Yeah.
How
do we do that?
What, speak to one of the Debbies?
Yeah.
Literally just asked her nicely. You
can get far in this world if you ask people nicely to come on your podcast.
Yeah.
That's our weekly wisdom.
With that, we want, I'd like Zachary Ruane from Auntie Donna to come on this podcast. He probably won't, but I'd really like him to. I listen to his. He doesn't have to listen to this one, but I would really like that.
Okay.
Him or Aaron Chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you deal with pain?
I go on to Instagram and I start grind. I go on the grind.
What?
I grind the pain away.
You grind what? Just by swiping?
No, by always like being on the grind, Dad.
On the grind.
Yeah, I'm always on the grind, making cash on the gram. So
surely you're on the grind on the TikToks. You're younger than that.
Yeah, I grind on TikTok, but that's just so easy for me.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, all I need to do is, like, I bite my lip, but instead of biting the bottom lip, I bite the top lip. Even hotter.
That's your TikTok advice on how to grind.
And that's how you get the cash. So the TikTok cash.
Does that hurt? Biting your top lip? Or you don't do it hard?
It's a sacrifice.
So more pain to get rid of the pain to grind on the socials.
Oh yeah, but it's cancelling it out because there's so much pain relief fission from the grind that little bit of extra pain is just wiped out by all the anti-pain or the painkillers of being on the grind on TikTok.
I don't think we should tell people that social media is a painkiller, right? Get off the TikTok and listen to more podcasts.
But this podcast.
This podcast is not that.
Kill your pain. If you got a stick in your ankle, just listen to this pod.
How did you get a stick in your ankle?
I don't know. Someone's probably done it.
Somebody's probably done it. You woke up one morning, somebody's put a stick in your ankle. I imagine that to be quite horrific and bloody.
Yeah, but, well, I don't think that you've, like, woken up in your bed.
Oh, where were you?
Like, in a mini golf course.
At a mini golf course. And
with...
Oh, is it a golf stick?
No.
Oh, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous, Dad.
Okay.
Just like a little stick is in your foot and you got a bag, you got three plastic bags tied around your arm and you're wearing two jumpers and no shirt.
So you've woken up on a mini golf course with three plastic bags tied around your arm, two jumpers, no shirt, and a stick in your ankle.
Yeah, because that's how we do Good Friday night. That's how we do it.
That sounds a little extreme. I want to know how you got there?
I ate a bit too many hot cross buns.
Yeah, too many hot cross buns. You went loopy on the orange zest.
I went loopy on the zest.
You went loopy on the orange zest and found yourself with three plastic bags tied around your arms, two jumpers, no shirt, and a stick stuck in your ankle in the middle of a mini golf course.
Yeah.
What time of day did you wake up? Oh, you didn't.
But that is how I do. Like that's a scenario. That is a situation that is very likely with how I do my Good Fridays. But I think if another person does their Good Fridays, how I do my Good Fridays, then yeah, they would. That is a possibility, and then they can listen to the pod.
Yeah,
they'll be like, "Oh, stick. Oh, pod. Ooh." That's their dialogue.
That's okay.
That's what you say when you wake up in this very particular sitch. You go, "Yo, stick. Aw, pod. Ooh."
I've got chills. They're multiplying.
Are you losing control?
No, I'm perfectly in control, except for the chills.
They're multiplying.
They're multiplying. There doesn't seem to be too much I can do about the chills.
How are you getting chills?
This is the question. How am I getting chills?
Are you getting them because you keep on doing copyrighted songs in our pod?
I didn't sing it. I just said some words.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm not going to get in trouble for saying that.
Does that mean, like, I can just, like, say really monotone, like a full transcript of Justin Bieber's Yummy?
Why would you want to?
You got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy.
Are those the words?
I think those are the words. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Why did you listen to it at all?
Because it was dumb.
Oh, okay. I think that's me being a dad. Oh, why are you like Justin Bieber?
Because he's so cool.
Okay.
With his tiny nose.
He does have a tiny nose.
He has got, it's very small.
It's a very small nose.
It's very small, like if his nose was decibels. They'd be like you're whispering like I am right now.
Okay. You can stop that. Do you think that's why he's got so many screaming teenage girl fans?
Yeah.
Does Justin Bieber still have teenage girl fans? Or are they all grown up now?
I don't know. But the ladies, they love small nose and bun.
Biting the lip.
Biting the top of your lip.
Biting the top of your lip.
Not the bum. Bums for chumps.
What would you do if you saw somebody shoplifting?
Okay. Well, I don't think I've ever actually seen that.
But yeah, let's imagine the scenario.
What is my relationship? Like, is it my dad shoplifting? Are you going to shoplift?
No.
Is this a testing of the water?
No.
To find out if you can trust me not to be a snitch?
No, because as you well know, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I just like okay. If you're in a shop, so right, and you're trying to buy some Tic Tacs.
Yeah,
or some hot crossy tic-tac-toe buns, and you just see somebody tucking something.
Is there tic-tac-toe? Like, did they make X's and those?
I'm sure they've done that once before.
They better have.
Yeah.
If not, we are going to nuke them.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think we should. Anyway. Back to the scenario.
Yes.
So you're in a store.
Yes.
And you just see someone at the other end of the aisle. You're shopping for Tic Tacs, and you see someone at the other end of the aisle.
Okay.
And they're just putting something in their basket, and then just something under their arm in the jacket pocket.
Well.
And then, so what would you do?
Sounds like a good life hack of how to hold more stuff if your basket's full. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Also, is this like?
No, their basket's not full. They've got one packet of one lip balm in a whole shopping basket. They've got one stick of lip balm, and they're just filling. They're clearly filling their pockets
with the loot.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is like a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. No, you're not going to get in trouble. Are you already imagining that this person? I haven't said it's a guy or a girl or even it could be a mischievous hound.
Okay.
I haven't said any of that, but you're already imagining that this person's going to get mad at you for outing them for stealing.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if this is hypothetical,
yeah,
like in a hypothetical reality,
yeah,
I would call them Ninja Turtles. Like hypothetical reality, hypothetically, you don't know if the Ninja Turtles don't exist in that reality.
Okay, so there's a foot soldier. There's a guy. There's clearly a ninja with buggy eyes.
Yeah,
just
ready to bring lip balm back to Master Shredder.
Yeah, but he can shred it. So Master Shredder's gone. I'm chapped under my steel mask.
He's always chapped under his mask.
You foot soldier, go and get me a lip balm. And the foot soldier's like, yeah. And while I'm at the store, I'm going to get me a little something something.
Yeah.
And so he takes the $5 note that Master Shredder gives him to get the lip balm legitimately, and then he's all like, I'm in the foot gang, and I'm a baddie.
Yeah.
And so shoplifting is kind of my bag.
Yeah.
And he starts just shoving things. He's not wearing a jacket. Just into his big ninja pants.
Yeah. Well, not his bag, because he's not using a bag. He's not using his basket. He's using ninja pants.
No, yeah.
So it is his bag.
Okay. But so he's got the lip balm in the basket. He doesn't have the basket. But he's clearly just shoving what's he stealing? The foot soldier.
Hairbrush.
He's stolen it. He wears a full head mask. He's stealing a hairbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll look stylish.
Yeah, okay.
It'll look stylish for you, not for anybody else.
I guess
he needs to know that underneath his hair's slick.
Yeah, okay.
Even if no one else is going to see it.
So he's stealing a hairbrush and he's stolen a packet of Tim Tams. Because why wouldn't you?
Oh my gosh, Tim Tams?
Yeah, he's stolen some Tim Tams.
I'm calling the Ninja Turtles.
All right, so you call the Ninja Turtles. Who turns up first?
Of the Ninja Turtles. Leonardo
turns up first. What?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's just so diligent and on the job.
Yeah, because he's on the job. Then Raphael, then Michelangelo because he's a bit lakey. And I don't want Donatello there. He's a dork.
You can't call Donatello a dork.
Donatello is Dorkatello. He's got a stick All he can do with that stick is put it in people who are hyped up on hot cross buns ankles. He's not.
You were hyped up on hot cross buns, and Donatello tripped you over so you could have a so you could sleep it off.
He's a dork. He's a dork. Yeah, he'd be like, whoa, slow down. Don't want to get too crazy with the hot cross buns.
And he trips you over in a mini golf as you were trying to finish your round.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so you wouldn't even call him.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't bring Donatello. He's a nerd.
Yeah. And Raphael's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, I won't bother telling
him. Yeah, well, I won't tell him.
And the Ninja Turtles just rock in, and from nowhere, Vanilla Ice, who hasn't been doing much for the last 30 years, just comes out and starts singing, and he goes, singing Ninja Rap.
Go Ninja. No, wait, we got to do it in the monotone voice so we don't get.
Oh, yeah. Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Ninja go. Yep. So he does that, and he's just come out the fridge, oddly, like the fridge at the back of the store.
Yeah.
I'm imagining this is a convenience store. He just comes out of the fridge. He's Vanilla Ice.
I was imagining more like a Tajay or something.
Oh, no, no. Well, how are you stealing Tim Tams from a Tajay?
I steal a hairbrush. I mean, I guess there's hair. There's Tim Tams and hairbrush. There could be Tim
Tams. Yeah, it either. I guess you're right.
But yeah, okay, let's say that there's a fridge in this one.
Yeah, there's a fridge.
And Vanilla Ice is coming out.
He's coming out like in a. I imagine, oddly, there's a big light behind him and he's opened the door and then there's a pool of steamy smoke and he just comes out and starts saying, no, go, ninja, go. Well, the three Ninja Turtles that you've ordered are beating up one poor foot soldier. And then that poor foot soldier has to go back to Shredder.
Yeah. Mikey's taken the lip balm.
With no lip balm. Mikey's stolen the lip balm at the end. He's just like, no one's going to miss this.
Yeah, because he's Michelangelo. He's a cool dude. I'm like Donatello, who's a dweeb. Dweebatello.